This is episode 1644. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, we continue with our theme we're exploring this week on peace by doing a worry fast. And each day this week, I encourage you to release a worry. And we are midweek into our series. If you're just joining us now, no worries, you haven't missed anything. You can go back and listen to the previous episodes or stay right where you are. Each episode is unique and you can benefit from the technique you'll discover today. As you consider releasing your worries, take note of the kinds of worries you're releasing. Notice if there has been a common thread connecting your worries. If you look back over your week and you think about what you worried about most, was it one particular aspect of your life, such as maybe relationships? Or maybe something to do with your work. Or maybe your health. Notice the kinds of worries you're releasing. And then notice what your intuition is guiding you to do. Intuition is considered by Paramahansa Yogananda, who wrote the Autobiography of a Yogi. Intuition is considered to be calm feeling. Has that been what you've been experiencing? Are you releasing your worries by following your intuition, this calm, centered feeling? Or do you notice you've been releasing your worries following your heart's feelings? Your heart's feelings tend to be more spiked. So you might notice when you release a worry or even consider a worry in your life that your emotions spike upward in elation or joy, or they may spike downward in depression or fear or self-doubt. If so, see what you can do to calm those feelings. It's thought that the heart decides what will bring it happiness, whether or not it's accurate. That's why you can find yourself making all kinds of rationalizations about why you do certain things that don't make sense. They don't support you. Yet you continue to do them. It's because your heart creates the thoughts to produce what it perceives to be happiness. So notice whether or not the worries you're releasing have to do with your heart's emotions, which tend to spike in one direction, upward or downward, or whether you have a calm feeling it brings in your reason when you release your worries. Your intuition is this calm feeling. When you sit down to meditate, know you're doing one of the best things you could possibly do to tap into your intuition. So as you settle yourself down today to meditate, see what it feels like to do a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your hands to activate a particular part of your brain. The Jnana Mudra is a classic mudra. You may see people doing it when they meditate. You simply tap your thumb to your index finger, creating what looks like the okay sign or circle. And this mudra represents unity, the heart-mind connection, your connection with everything around you, with your sense of divine. As you hold this mudra, notice if you feel more peace. You can see how this mudra is made on my Facebook page at sipandom.com. I always share the mudra photos there. This is such a simple mudra that you could easily do it. Again, touch your thumb to your index finger. This will bring you inner peace. Do it as you meditate, or do it throughout your day when you're not meditating. It will give you the same benefits. We have our full half-hour guided meditations on our Sip and Om meditation app. You can have full access to the entire app of over 1,600 meditations. You can listen to the meditations for up to half an hour. Each day a new one is released. Again, you can try it free for 14 days. Sip and Om meditation app. So try this Jnana Mudra now and sit in stillness and open up to that calm feeling, your deep inner wisdom, which is your intuition. You are so worth slowing down for.